Now? Okay. 8:16, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Ronald Surpass, our friend, professor, practice Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, head of the Washington State Police and Nashville City Police, consultant to numerous police departments and organizations. You see him on TV occasionally on national TV. How you doing, Chief?
I'm good, Tommy. Just got back from California and one of the larger agencies there, and looking at the things they're fighting to do the best job they can, just like happens in New Orleans every day.
So let's talk about Katrina. I know you were not. Were you here for that or not? No.
No, I was the chief in Nashville.
That's what I figured. So let's talk about preparing a department for something like this. Did Katrina change the way superintendents or chiefs of police go about preparing departments for a major disaster like this?
No question about it. I mean, when I was the number two chief with Pennington and a gentleman named Jimmy Treadaway, one of our majors, we rebuilt the entire radio infrastructure system and did a redundancy, did two versions, right? Nobody ever would have expected Katrina would have knocked both of those out. So that was a learning point. Another learning point, and it's basic to command and control, if you can't communicate with the people who work for you, then you can't communicate direction and accountability and responsibility. So we actually created, as though many departments, call-out lists. So if an officer, if another Katrina had happened during our time from 2010 to 2014, officers would have known where to go if they had no contact from us. If the whole radio system failed again, they would know where to go, and we would know where to expect to find them. That was one of the things that happened to Katrina, totally unexpected by the department. They really didn't know where a lot of people were. The third thing is that when you think about what happened during the Dome, during the Super Bowl in 2013, again, no one expected that the lights would completely go out in the Dome. So then you have to start reassessing, well, how would you get 70,000 people out of the Dome as quickly as you could had the lights actually gone out permanently? Were our plans sufficient? Did we tabletop it? Did we exercise it? So where I just came from in California, they have a lot of exercises they need to do for earthquakes and fires. So basically the message is you learn every time how to be better in the event it happens again, because nobody can think of everything.
You know what?
Experience is what helps you.
One thing I know remembers that of the uniforms being stolen, then they didn't know who were the police officers and who weren't. That's something, I guess, that was gleaned from this, where you have to somehow secure uniforms, or is there any way to do that if an officer's home gets burglarized or whatever? I don't know. Tell me about that.
Well, absolutely, that's an issue, and one of the things New Orleans does not have is a uniform shop that it owns, right, a quartermastering system. Nashville has a quartermastering system. Washington State Patrol has a quartermastering system. We would probably have been able to deal with that quicker. However, you're right. These are the lessons that you learn after you plan and after you plan. And look, New Orleans, Tommy, I've lived here all my life. You've lived here all your life. Hurricanes are not unknown to us. Mm-hmm. They might be unknown to the national media, but we see them every year. And what happens is, and even talking to people in the NOPD who I've worked with all my life and my family, everybody kind of gets to this, it's just another storm in the Gulf. It's another storm in the Gulf. My father was a police officer during Betsy and Camille. And I was in Nashville, and I was calling him. He's now passed, rest his soul. I said, Dad, are you leaving? He said, man, look, we've been through this before. About 24 to 48 hours out, I called him because the picture of Katrina over the Gulf was the whole Gulf. I said, what's going on? He said, man, I'm getting the hell out of here. What happens is people get kind of inured. They get kind of used to the same rhythm, and I'm thinking Katrina's one of the best things that happened from that horrible tragedy is I think people are less likely to just say, it's just another storm. And that's good, because the bottom line is this, Tommy. You can't provide public safety and rescue to people who you know are going to be in places where you can't get to them unless they leave. So getting people to recognize the value of leaving where they are so that the police are less responding to those places where you can't get to them, really, and you can do more of the other things you need to do, order maintenance, peacekeeping. So evacuation is crucial. It's really crucial. The sooner you can get people out of harm's way, the more efficient the police department can be at peacekeeping and order maintenance, which means trying to keep people from breaking into your house while you're gone. That kind of thing is a big lesson after Katrina.
And look, I'm all for generators. I was talking to Craig from Craig's Generators at the home show on Sunday. But one concern I have is that people don't realize that power and water are two different things, so that even though you have a generator, if there's a threat of like another Katrina, you still have to go.
Yeah, I think people should trust that the government is getting better technology all the time on forecasting storms, which gives us more time. You know, in the olden days when Nash Roberts was here, I will tell you, he was never wrong. No matter what the technology advancements were of the day, Nash Roberts was always right. Mm. But we are better now. And when the city says we're 120 hours out and we've got a 50% certainty that this thing is coming this way, they're going to start messaging that early and often. And hopefully the more people who can move out, the better the government will be at responding to what's left.
All right, let me take a break. We'll talk about the psychological effects on a department when we return. Ronald Serpas, professor, practice department of criminal justice, at Loyola, former NOPD chief, not during Katrina, but has a lot of experience in the police business or the police world, and we'll talk about the psychological effects of something like this on a force when we return. 822 Traffic Now, WWL. 8:27 half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Our Katrina commemoration continues. We're talking to Ronald Serpas. We pick his brain about police work and crime every week, but we thought we'd talk about dealing with a natural disaster like this, although, to be clear, it was a man-made disaster in New Orleans. It was the poor construction of the levees that caused the problems with the city flooding. How do you go about dealing with the psychological aspects of this with the police force, Chief? Because it changed everybody. Everybody is, in one way or the other, different because of Katrina.
Tommy, I'm going to tell you the honest truth. When I was listening to it from afar, I got a sense of what was going to be an issue. And when I came back, it was confirmed. And here is the issue. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of New Orleans police officers did brave and dramatic things every day. And the handful of people who chose to do incredibly horrific things have cast to the ash heap of history the bravery of hundreds and hundreds of officers. Mm. And look, I'll say it, they won't say it, but the cops who were on Napoleon Avenue with water up to their clavicles, who never did anything wrong, who went to work every day, who sacrificed their lives, sacrificed their friends. And then you have what happened in Algiers, you have what happened on the bridge. And what that did is it demoralized the troops, because that's all people talked about, as they should, mm-hmm. right? The loss of life at the hands of police is horrible when people were convicted. But the point is, it distracted from the bravery of hundreds of people. The second issue that I think really damaged the morale and psyche of the department as a whole was the runaways, the cops who just said, I'm out. Those two things were crucial in assessing where the NOPD's mental position was when I came back in 10 through 14. And that's the two things I think that hurt the officers personally at their work level involvement, not their homes, not their families, not their houses. But when they know what they were doing and they see what these other people did, and now they know history will reflect on Katrina because of the Danziger Bridge and because of Algiers, that's devastating to their morale. And I think it still is in there someplace.
How do you get police officers to stay? Because part of the problem was a lot of police officers didn't show up and they evacuated. How do you deal with that? Do you get the families out of town? Do you make arrangements for that? And that's what we do here. It's like everybody gets their families out of town and then you don't have to worry about that. But you're here to do your job. Is that the way you look at it with the police force? Is that an important step in that?
Absolutely. I'm sure Katrina gave us better understanding of how serious to take that. Remember, I was the chief in Nashville when we had the 1,000-year flood, and we had 20, 30 feet of standing water.
That's right, yeah.
But guess what? That water drained away within a day or two because it's a gravity-fed system. Mm-hmm. So I think everybody needed to recognize, and I'm sure we did it when I was a chief, a major, a captain, a lieutenant. But I think Katrina reminded us, you need to be more straightforward with the officers. Hey, look, we're 4 days out. You really need to get your life in order because you have to come back. Everybody in my family, all the females in my family are nurses. Mm-hmm. They were all told the same thing. They were told, hey, Katrina's coming. Y'all get yourselves together because you have to come back here and take care of these people who can't leave. That's the nature of public service. Nurses, police officers, firefighters, EMT workers. We have to provide them safety for their families, and there's nothing wrong with that, and it's desired so that we can count on them to come back and help your family. I think Katrina helped really crystallize that point with better planning.
Thank you, Chief. Insights, as always, very interesting. Ronald Serpas, Professor of Practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. When we come back, we're talking to Steve Geller about the Saints' final roster, who made it, who didn't, and what can we expect. Right now, it's time for WWL First News.